45 minutes after 7 o'clock, it's a beautiful Wednesday morning in the neighborhood. James and Julie?
Yes,
morning.
It is.
Yeah, gorgeous outside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I come into work this morning, and there's Julie's got her truck here.
The bottom of the hill.
The bottom of the Sharon Media, and she's got it chock full of bales of hay.
Free hay.
Oh, I was
free
wondering hay. About that as well.
Yeah. So if you want free hay.
It's good hay. I paid $6 a bale for that. It just got a little bit of rain. Some of it didn't. It's just okay. Not.
Well, she's being upfront here with you.
Yeah.
But it's free, people.
Okay.
Just come
she's,
get it.
She's got free hay.
There's about 25 bales.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you got your truck stacked up.
I do. I lost a couple on the road last night, but... Thankfully, waiting. My sister was with me.
I was looking down around the tower and see if there's any cows down there, too. So, see what else was here. But if you want free hay, Julie's got
it. Get it.
She's got it for
it's
you. Free hay.
Black Silverado at the base of the hill, 1716 Crow Lane.
There you go. I wanted to get that extra plug in for you, Julie, so you wouldn't have to pack it around.
I'll have
today.
It on Swap Shop,
so
too.
Drive around town with this. Pickup stacked with hay.
Probably not ideal.
No, I had to slam on my brakes at 5th and Main last night.
You just gave the police officers a good target to come up here and look around and be like,
no, it was strapped down.
I don't know if this is legally
she's got
good
it
amount
strapped
here.
Down. Yeah, she's got it strapped down. It's all good. So if you want hay, there you go. Come on up to Share the Media and come get it. First come, first serve. So there you go. And maybe we'll pitch in a cow or two if we had one.
Yeah,
47 minutes after.
I don't have any cows.
No cows. 1837's the date book. Wild Bill Hickok is born.
What year?
1837.
Wow.
So he changed his name to Cody?
No.
Or is that his
Buffalo
nickname?
Buffalo Bill Cody was his friend.
Oh.
I think he got shot at the Sheridan Inn, though.
Which one? Hickok or
Hickok.
Cody? Oh.
I thought Hickok got shot in Deadwood, South Dakota.
Well, I probably got shot multiple times.
Yeah, those guys.
Not out of the realm of possibility.
I got a lot of lead in me. Yeah, I thought it was.
I'll have to ask.
It's the Deadwood, South Dakota. Wild Bill Hickok got shot there.
With okay.
Shot and killed? Or just shot?
Shot and killed.
Okay.
Shot and killed, yeah. 1818, women's rights advocate Amelia Jenks Bloomer was born. She popularized. Bloomers.
Suffrage? Oh.
Well,
you said women's rights person.
She was a women's rights advocate, but she popularized bloomers.
Oh.
Aren't those the bottom, like the pants or whatever?
Yeah, pants underneath the skirt, I guess.
Sure.
You would know, Julia.
I clearly don't.
I don't know.
All right. It's out of my realm on that one. Lee Merriweather turns 91 today, actress.
She was in, I know the name, but don't know.
She was in All My Children.
She was?
Barnaby Jones. And, if you saw her, you'd.
Mm-hmm.
Todd Bridges is 61 today. 1647. Alas Young became the first person executed as a witch in America. Dark days.
Dark time.
Dark days.
In our history.
Hartford, Connecticut.
Ugh.
Yeah.
State, 1647. Wow, I know.
Kind of turned it into a...
witch hunt.
Yes, but now it's kind of a tourist attraction if you go to Connecticut or different parts of Massachusetts. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, that is. Wow. 1703, St. Petersburg, Leningrad is founded by Peter the Great. 1907, it's interesting, things come around. The bubonic plague breaks out in San Francisco. The bubonic plague is right now, there's an outbreak, I believe, Africa.
Well,
no,
Ebola's,
that's Ebola.
Yeah, oh, that's Ebola.
Ebola's popping off.
Thank you. Thank you.
The hot zone. Yeah.
Comes back around once every 15 years, it feels like.
Yeah.
Ebola pops
that's
up
right,
again.
Ebola.
Yeah, smarter this time around. That's one.
I know. 1919, the first pop-up toaster is patented. You can thank Charles Streit of Minnesota for that. 1919. The first pop-up toaster. 1930, cellophane and masking tapes are patented.
Hmm.
Richard Drew is the person.
Cool.
1933, Walt Disney's Academy Award-winning animated short, The Three Little Pigs, is first released.
I've been watching a lot of documentaries about how he was going about building Disneyland and Disney World later on. And I'm still to the point, like even Epcot, because he was like premiering Epcot or giving the idea of Epcot pretty early on. And I keep thinking to myself, I'm like, how did this guy have this much money? It's crazy how much money he was able to put together to build these places.
Right.
Before it was, because now it's 10x whatever he originally thought it was going to be. Probably 100x whatever he thought it was going to be.
It's interesting. Well,
yeah, because it's worldwide.
I've seen that. Massive. You know, the interesting part of it is not only, well, the money, obviously.
Yeah.
But his vision for it.
Yeah, he was pretty ahead of his time when it came to that sort of stuff. Very, people like to make the combination of a Tony Stark type of character when it came to visionary. He's right.
Yeah.
Today, National Road Trip Day.
Woo, I love a good road trip. I love road trips.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
No.
I didn't get that from her. I'm a patented hater of road trips.
Yeah.
I want to get from point A to point B.
So do I. No. When it comes to road trips, I'm a destination, not the journey type of person.
I like the journey.
When I go visit my...
I like both.
When I go visit my daughter in Fort Collins, and it's just like...
Yeah.
That's...
It's a long drive.
It's not exactly a road trip, Bob.
No, it isn't. It's pain. Love to get there. I've considered flying several times so I can boom, get there and then get off the plane and then
I've also mentioned before that I am a professional when it comes to trying to stop myself from falling asleep behind the wheel. There's nobody better that can doze off. I gotta have seeds, I gotta have I'm bad about it. It puts me to sleep.
You know, I tried the sunflower seed thing, it just doesn't work.
It works for me too. Yeah, it works for me. Yeah.
To stay awake? Mm-hmm. No. I just pull over and I do one of two things.
I do too.
All I need is like 2 minutes.
You gotta close your eyes for two minutes.
Close my eyes for 2 minutes.
15 max.
Yeah.
Good to go.
And then be done with it.
Yeah.
And then you're not sitting there endangering yourself and others.
Exactly.
You know?
All it also takes is for you to start to doze off and then you hit the things that the on the side of the road that are that'll wake you up and then your adrenaline's pumping. You're like, okay, I'm not going back.
Yeah, I know.
I'm awake now.
It's scary stuff. It really is.
It is
you shouldn't mess around with that. So usually I will do that. Not very often though, but I will do that, pull over, or I just get out for a minute or two, walk around the car, do some stretches and good to go.
Get the blood flowing.
James, when we moved out here, he kept a journal. He was in fifth going into fifth
journal?
Grade. Yeah, I'll have to
James kept
out.
A journal
every day of where we.
Do you have this journal?
I don't remember that.
And we were going through Iowa, and he wrote in. He wrote in.
Remember that?
Keep in mind, he's like 9, and he wrote, "There's so much damn corn."
That part's true. I mean, hey, that hasn't changed.
That's funny, James.
I wonder if that's maybe where I got my overall hatred of road trips.
That's a long one.
It's a very long road trip.
You got to find that journal. I got to see that. That's awesome.
I don't remember doing that, but okay. You have that?
Yeah, I found it a while ago. I'll have to look for it again. Jill and I were laughing at that. There's so much damn corn.
I do remember vividly going through Iowa and being like, how is it all corn? How is there nothing?
See?
How is there only corn here?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I know. Yeah. It's those road trips going across there like that. Oh.
The middle part of America can.
Middle part of America
is
a long
way. But you remember a lot of it. Missouri.
Yeah. I remember the destinations.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the journey.
All right. Today is cellophane tape day, obviously. Road trip day. Grape popsicle day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
I like a good grape popsicle.
Any popsicle I'm probably good with.
California produces over 90% of the grown grapes in the U.S.
Wow.
Really?
Well, it's wine country,
makes sense. It's wine
right?
country, yeah. That's what they say.
And grapes are technically classified as berries by botanists.
You know what's really
good?
They grow
on a vine, I guess?
Freeze grapes in the freezer and eat them like that. Good so
idea.
Good.
Never thought about that.
That's a good idea. I never thought about that. I love blueberries. I eat a lot of blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
And I take them frozen and put them in my Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
I want to get some grapes.
You want to get some grapes.
I want to get some grapes.
There's
going to
be a run on grapes in the grocery
love
stores
grapes.
Today.
The purple grapes in the freezer.
I'm a green grape person overall, I think.
Well, I
green
know.
Apple,
You'll
green grape guy.
Washington State is the second largest producer of wine grapes.
Is Oregon in there? They kind of
no. Just says Washington State is the second largest producer of wine grapes in the country, and Concord grapes, famous for their use in grape jellies and juices, are native to the United States.
Those are the good frozen ones.
Yep. So there you go. A little grape day things you should know. Today's sunscreen day. Probably that, right?
Yeah, I got burnt to a crisp this weekend.
Out playing the golf, huh?
Yeah, I was burnt.
So
should have wore sunscreen.
Yeah, wear sunscreen. Paleontologists from the Natural History Museum in Los Angeles County have identified a unique bipedal toothless crocodile that lived in the Triassic period. Which is 200 to 252 million years ago, okay? The remains were uncovered at the Ghost Ranch, which is famous for fossil finds, in New Mexico. They called it the Witch Croc. Check this thing out. It walked on two legs.
Yeah, it's bipedal. That's weird.
And on four.
Weird.
So it walked on two and four?
Yeah, it was.
So it was both.
It does both.
Oh.
It was in monkey mode.
So all of a sudden, this crocodile that's, you know, 50 feet long.
Yeah, did it have like.
Is
bumps?
All of a sudden on
he's
all fours.
50 feet long.
Yeah, he's like. Jeez. He's on all fours, and then all of a sudden, he just stands up and starts coming at you.
There's not very
50 feet?
There's not very many bipedal reptiles, or if any.
Well, there's some of those running lizards. And
they call it the,
yeah,
they call him the witch croc.
Was he, is it possible he was really old, and that's why he didn't have teeth, or was it?
I don't know.
Yeah, why didn't have teeth? What was the point
toothless,
of
toothless, yeah. Yeah, I know. Isn't it interesting? Huh. It's just interesting. That's just stuff just amazing.
It's the time of giants.
The time. You're
more oxygen in the air.
Right, yeah.
That's why.
Time of giants.
More oxygen.
Check this out. Giraffes have the same number of vertebrae in their necks as humans. True or false?
Giraffes?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say true because it sounds
same
absurd.
Same number of vertebrae, yes. True.
Cool.
Yeah. Just spread out.
Yep.
That's why they can whip it around like crazy.
A third. 33% of 18 to 34-year-olds, James, you fall in that?
No, I do not.
Yeah, I am
18 to 34?
Oh, I said 24.
Oh, 18 to 34.
I was like, I'm 27, Bob.
No, you are. 18 to 34-year-olds say they can't make spaghetti.
No, that's easy.
Okay.
You boil spaghetti.
Well,
and then you that's cooking spaghetti, no? I mean... Yeah.
And then what?
Then what, James?
Well, and then you
yeah,
get some
exactly.
you get some delicious Julie. Red sauce.
Then what happens?
Put it in there, you know? Easy. Easy peasy.
Do you heat the red sauce?
You can.
Okay.
Some people don't have to. You don't have to all the time, though.
Okay.
You can eat it straight up.
Just
dump
it in
there.
With the
so let me ask you this question. What was the last time you made spaghetti?
Oh, it's been years, probably. Years and years. But again, that's a weird...
Julie,
could,
you
like,
tested this? It's been years since you made spaghetti?
Yeah, he doesn't
I'm not the biggest
cook
in the world, yeah. Here's the thing. What was I going to say? making spaghetti, all you're doing is cook it, right? Does that count? Like, you've accomplished just cooking the spaghetti if it's
he's taking
in boiled
it literally.
Water.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
James, cook it, right?
It's like
you boil water.
What's the
problem?
18 to 34-year-olds can't make popcorn.
You boil water,
easy,
right, Julie? Do we boil water?
And then
yeah,
it's
you
done.
Boil the water and put the spaghetti in there. Mission accomplished.
Okay. Well, we won't be getting invited over to your spaghetti dinners anytime soon.
I wouldn't be making it for you.
All right. You're listening to KROE Sharon at 8 o'clock. Fox News on the way. Have a great day from your Synergy Home Care Studios. I'm on the right.